Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11.
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Now, today's devotional reflection. Southerners are known for their use of double names. It's essential to be mindful when combining names and to consider the overall effect. For instance, Mary Chris Smith, Ivan Oder, Chandelier, Tomorrow, and the twins. I'm a hog and you're a hog. All jesting aside, the Hebrew people believed a person's name reflected their character. When Moses asked God for his name, God responded, "I am who I am." Later, Moses received God's law, including one of the 10 major laws about not misusing God's name. It was important for God's people to respect his name as it reflected who God is and how he works. Exodus 27. The Bible gives many names to God, each describing an aspect of his character. Knowing God as the creator makes us more creative. Understanding him as Jehovah Jireh shows his providence. Realizing God as the great I am brings us his ever-present victory. He delivers us when we call on his name, and our lives are changed when we proclaim his great name. There's something extraordinary about his name. One day, every knee will bow at the mention of that beautiful name. It's the name that's above every name. In his name, demons fled, the lame walked, the blind saw, the dead came to life, the weak became strong, and lives were made whole. Evil dictators have tried to ban his name, but their efforts have been fruitless. The name of God, the very name of Jesus, brings lasting victory. The Greek male name Jesus means Savior and is derived from the combination of Yah, an abbreviation for Yahweh, the name of Israel's God, and the verb Yasha, which denotes rescue, deliver, or save. The name's meaning reveals Jesus' mission to save and deliver, as well as his identity as the Savior of the world. His name is wonderful. There's victory in his name. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.